This podcast is very not safe for work. This episode of Friday Night Fan Fiction was originally published on the Nerdy Show Network.
Hill as fast as possible, and when they reach the top, they turn around just in time to see the tidal wave destroy the village.
Well, the rest tidal of wave, the villagers were trying to get into the underground tunnel.
That was sealed.
Tidal wave hits with a harsh force that takes the villagers' but. Did I get this chapter last time?
I love how you realized that.
The literary world is filled with thousands of brilliant tomes, undiscovered jewels of knowledge and insight, ethereal texts of beauty and heartbreak, bearing the soul of the human condition. These works are just waiting, begging to be told. The stories herein, however, are not those kinds of works. Tonight, prepare yourself to witness a battle of the ages. In this corner, the men and women known only as Nighthorse. With their combined intellectual weight and steadfastness, they steel themselves for the slaughter to come. And in this corner, from the dark dredges of the internet, the worst of the worst kind of literary abortion, fan fiction. Bad fan fiction. Fan fiction so terrible that to even approach it is to go mad. The battleground, dramatic reading. The weapons, alcohol. Inebriating substances which, when our readers make mistakes and fumbles in their recitation, will be imbibed in order to preserve their mental stability. The winner is determined by who falls first, the selection of fanfiction or a member of Nighthorse. This is Friday Night Fanfiction.
That was exciting. Let's do it again.
That sounded like the beginning of the wash cycle.
Fucking a dishwasher?
Yeah, pretty much. Mm-hmm. I mean, and in lieu of brain bleach, I mean, we do what we can.
That sounded like that one thing. Just anyway, that stuff that happened that one day when we were doing that thing, you know?
Yeah, totally, man. I remember that.
We were
that.
Just hanging out, doing stuff.
Yeah. And then that hooker showed up and just fell over dead.
Wait.
Exactly.
Wait.
He was just on the ground.
Hello, Steve-O. What? I heard a hooker fall over dead and... What?
That's all you need to know.
She walked in the door.
Yeah, she walked in and just had a heart attack or something.
Fell over dad who also had a heart attack. That was weird.
This is Friday Night Fan Fiction.
Well, I've heard of that.
The hooker wasn't, but we are.
Yeah, the hooker's very dead.
Anyways, tonight we have somebody new, and we're missing somebody we normally have. We're missing Brad, and we have His name is Velron. His name is Velron. Also, where am I looking for? Oh yeah, fan fiction. That's what we're doing. That's what our show's about.
Really?
I'm pretty sure we're here. Wow. Dance.
Shit, I'm in the wrong place.
Joining me tonight is Logan, Sean, Steve, Val, Roy, Spencer, David, and Velron. And Val's going to be the referee as normal, not Velron, Valerie. And we're resuming.
To reduce confusion.
We're resuming. I think we were at page 38.
We're at that chapter that totally doesn't get revisited three times.
It begins with Sonic and Tails coming into each other's mouths and drinking it all down. The last thing that we read last week was, Sonic then started slowly sucking his cock and enjoyed it very much, forgot all about the trouble in the world.
Ah, well, that would make people forget about all the trouble in the world. We're on, the rebooted chapter one, right?
Third revision of chapter one.
All right, well, first, let's get this rolling with our favorite guy, Logan!
Said we're on the third revision.
Still trying to find where the fuck we are. Sonic and Tails both come into each other's mouths and drank it all down.
Ooh, there we go.
Then Sonic went right back to suck off Tails some, and his friend decides to do the same. This went on another 10 min. They both got up after they cleaned the cum off each other's privates and then cleaned off each other's faces. They French kissed.
For both time, it's each other private. There's no S
like
apostrophes and S's don't exist in this universe.
Yeah.
Her quotation marks
or commas. So it's just private then.
Fuck the English language.
No, it's each other privates and each other faces, not each other's.
They French kissed and went back home, but first Sonic had to tell Tails one thing. This was my first time he's ever done this sort of thing, says Sonic. I hope you like that, because there are more to come tonight at my house, says Tails.
Oh,
come.
Yes, come. Said it's come. Not spelled that way, though.
You said come.
Come. That's implied.
He said house.
No, saying come was not implied. I said it. While this was going on...
Meanwhile...
No, that's like play two at the same time. Because it's meanwhile.
Meanwhile, how this was going on?
They set off my trap, and their precious village will be destroyed once and for all. Snively, send all the robots we have near that area to the village. I have another matter to attend to, like my takeover of Pouncefield. Oh, jeez. Sonic will have no chance over there and has no way of stopping me, says Eggman. Sir, I've launched all the robots in the area to attack the village, and I made sure no one would detect us. We're deeply hidden in this area, says Snively. Good, let's continue the plane, says Eggman.
Yep, the plane.
Continue plane!
The robots hit the whole village in order to destroy the place. They only saw Bunny and Uncle Chuck standing there while the other villagers were fleeing from danger. You ready, Bunny? Asks Uncle Chuck. Yeah, Surge, are you? Asked Bunny. Fuck.
Yeah, Surge.
Yeah, Surge, are you? Asked Bunny. Yes, says Uncle Chuck. They held out for 5 minutes until Chuck got shot right between the eyes.
We are going to pump your cock up.
Bobby went to see if he was alive, and they shot Bonnie right in the back with no mercy whatsoever.
He suddenly transitioned to Stalker.
She got up one final time and looked right at him. One of the robots had a chainsaw for an arm.
What the fuck is this accent?
Parts off the body and fell to the ground. Bonnie was crying in pain. Stop, please, I beg you. I want to leave, says Bonnie. The robot didn't hear her and continued to cut anyway at her slowly. The only that was left of her was her chest and her head.
That almost makes sense.
The robot cut her boobs right off. The robot had her eat all her own flesh. The robot.
Wait, her own flesh?
Her own pussy on a pedestal.
Her own flesh?
Her own flesh.
You said flesh.
People listening at home.
Here with your stupid American ears.
People at home, that's. Again, that was
if you can catch her pussy off this pedestal, then you will live. But if you don't, I'm going to cut your ears off and feed them to you, says the robot. Bonnie managed to roll over and knock her pussy off the pedestal and start leaking it out. She licks herself out until she comes, and then starts to eat her own pussy and was licking herself out at the same time.
Out to her at pussy the same time.
And was mad she couldn't lick out herself.
Lick herself out.
Lick herself out anymore.
I have this strange feeling that the writer of this fanfiction has no concept of proper anatomy and blood loss.
No.
It's strange.
Really?
I'm not certain, though.
They also have no concept of genealogy like when this. Uncle Chuck says, I hope my son gets here.
Yeah. Well, I think he's adopted him.
All right. That's
his legal guardian.
He's almost done. Come on, he's almost done.
I'm going to die, Sister Roma. The robot cut off her ears and feed them to her.
This is slipping into pre-strong bad now. Yep.
The robot has a little more fun with her before he kills her. The robot uses the chainsaw one last time and cut off Bunny head right in half. And they saw Eggman robot all over the place. So this is where they were going.
This was indeed where they gone fuck.
Yep.
I agree with you, says Tails. At that moment, Sonic went out Sonic speed and destroyed all the robots in the village.
Oh, now it's getting into sassy Cuban lady.
Sonic speed, the ultimate weapon.
Sonic saw two bodies lying on the ground. One was his dad and Bonnie, his other best friend. Bonnie says to him earlier that day, "Is as soon as you get back, you can see me naked and have sex with me. Because I've decided how far I'm willing to go with our relation. Ship.
You don't know me. When you get back, you can see me naked."
I like how he goes like, "Oh, this was a trap." And it has, the author had to put in, "I agree with you. I agree. This was a trap."
Passing it off to the newbie, Valron. Pick it up at 1 year earlier.
1 year earlier.
Sonic is staying over at Bonnie House for a sleepover. She was his only girlfriend for the past 5 years, and it wasn't just a sleepover as he thought it would be. "Sonic, this will be a masturbating evening, if you know what I mean," says Bonnie.
It actually says masturbating.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, spelled right.
He's not masturbating.
"Sounds fun," says Sonic. "Let me explain what we will be doing. We will be masturbating in front of each other, and we will be masturbating each other off. You can also go down on me, and I can go down on you. We will not have sex whatsoever," says Bunny. Sonic and Bunny were having so much fun that the only time they took a break was when they had to use the bathroom and when their parents knocked on the door to see if they needed anything. Every time the head of his penis got sore, Sonic just asked her to suck him off instead. They switched positions so he could lick her pussy. His tongue and his member were getting sore, but he did not care.
"Oh, I'm getting so hot!
I'm getting so hot on this!"
He just wanted this night to last for as long as possible. This lasted for 5 hours.
Oh, wow. So that's as long as he could hold out, then.
Until he couldn't take the pain any longer. Bonnie, I can still hear her. Ah, fuck.
Drink.
Oh, yeah, this sentence makes no sense.
Yeah.
"Bonnie, I can still eat her pussy," while his hand was playing with her pussy.
Like a banjo.
"If you want to," says Sonic. "I'll just sit on your head and leave your penis alone for an hour or so," says Bonnie.
Bonnie got up and sat on Sonic's head.
Sonic's hand was caressing her sweet, juicy pussy that had come so many times on his hand and his face, and he still wanted more of
Man,
it.
This narrator is having, like, spontaneous exorcism.
That happened, yes. Bunny sat down on his face and enjoyed the sweet pleasure of his tongue deep in her while she was playing with her boobs, which are a C cup.
C cups are pretty large for someone of Bunny's frame. You know, she had to really, like, get them reduced. You know, it was probably for the best. Eliminates a lot of back pain later.
Oh, yeah.
This continued for the next 2 hours.
So we're already at 6 in the morning by now.
Probably, yeah. "My dick feels a lot better now, so you can have some more fun with it," says Sonic. This continued through the night until dawn. So about an hour more. The next day morning, they were really
so
tired.
Another 24 hours afterwards.
Their mouths still on each other. Privets.
Oh, please don't die.
Whoa.
Inhale my rum.
Don't laugh while drinking.
Don't make you laugh while drinking, I think is what you mean.
They woke up around 9:30 a.m. and gave each other one last blowjob before Sonic went home during that day.
Alright, so you guys know, like, the Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, not the Last Crusade, and the, Raiders of the Lost Ark. And that scene where the guy's face is melting, that's probably what Sonic's penis looks like about now.
Yeah, that, or even the giant map.
They woke up at 9:30 a.m., one last blowjob, and went home during the afternoon. How long was that goddamn blowjob?
He had no blood left in his system to get erect with.
I think Sonic should be dying of dehydration around now.
Yep.
The present day.
That was the best I've ever had. I've really loved for the past 5 years, and now she's dead, says Sonic to himself.
She dead.
Yep. Sure, she dead. Not she's.
Autocorrect. Now she's dead, man.
Yo. Sonic runs over to check his dad body for a pulse, and there wasn't one. Sonic went over to dig the graves and is crying a lot and really loudly while he's digging. The villagers look at him and offer their help, but Sonic refusing and wants to
let... refusing.
Keeps refusing, damn it. I caught refusing and missed keep. Almost said refuse. And wants to left alone. Do you need any help? Asks Tails. No thanks, I'd rather do this alone, says Sonic. You might feel a lot better after tonight, so forget all your troubles for one night at least, says Tail, run on sentence.
Okay, and that's it. And passing it off to Roy.
Man, how am I going to follow that up?
Bane from Batman.
I tried Bane once before. I ended up just kind of morphing too much into Sean Connery.
Can you do some sort of infomercial presenter?
The key is to talk into a Pringles can to do the Bane voice.
Oh,
infomercial would be fun, though. Do,
Billy Mays?
Billy Mays.
Hi there! Billy Mays here for Sonic and the Search for Love! Sonic gets the graves dug and puts their body in their graves! I kind of just have said, I don't know what I'm doing Billy Mays or John Madden again.
No, John Madden.
You're doing Billy Madison.
Yep.
I'm a miss, but no, that...
Fuck it.
I will miss both of you, the love of my life, and the father, off in the distance, who raised me to who I am today. I hope you wait for me, my love, because when I go, you're the Roman numeral 1 ST person I want to see, says Sonic in private. The actual word private. The funeral service gathers, the service itself gathers, and a ceremony is held for both of them. After the service was over, Sonic started covering up the graves. Sonic is mourning and crying. He is mourning, he is the castle god.
He's so bright.
He's evening, he is the cock. Wait, what?
Sonic is god.
He's such an asshole.
I am the mourning. I am the castle. I am the walrus.
No, you're not.
I am the Sonic cock.
I am Tusk.
I am waiting for you to continue.
You guys kept making really hilarious jokes. Sonic finished in an hour. They were completely covered in dirt. Just at that moment, it started to rain and a thunderstorm was coming. Sonic could hear, right here, it of in the distance and ran off to Tailless House to see what he was talking about.
Seems Tails has had a very major surgery. Or an accident.
Sonic comes over... Wow, twice! Sonic comes over to Tailless House and knocks on the door.
So I figured Tails it out. The house has no tails. There's no tails on the house. It's a tailless house.
Oh, right. Tails answered the door and let Sonic come inside from the rain. I'm surprised you came, considering what has happened to you today. You lost your girlfriend and your Uncle Chuck. I know what will make you feel better, but you have to come to my room, and I will show you, says Tails. Okay, says Sonic. Sonic heads off to Tailless Room. The room also is devoid of any tails. They need to get some Tanuki suits to see what would make him feel better. Tails leans on his bed with his tails up in the air. I want you to whatever you want to me for tonight. I'll be your sex slave, says Tails. I want you to whatever you want to me for tonight. I'll be your sex slave, says Tails.
Wow. That was an experience. I think Tails is wearing a tutu.
I think that's where Tails got his tails. He took them off the house.
Yes, he took them off the house and his bedroom, so he had two of them.
Sonic nods his head in agreement and completely does whatever he wants to do to his best friends. What were those things? I don't know. I'm just the author. Meanwhile, in another part of Nuthole Village, one of the graves starts to shake and the dirt was coming off it. A hand reaches up and then uses his own strength to get out of the grave. The person walks up to Tailless House and knocks on the door. Tails answers the door while Sonic was right beside him, sticking his dick in Tails' butt and just comes inside his friend. They were both in shock to who it was. The person came in the house.
Love this voice.
And then they came inside. Are you surprised to see me? Asks the mysterious person, who is male. Sonic and Tails were both really surprised that they both cubbed on the person in front of them. Front, not font. And who it was.
So wait, Sonic came in the butt and then came in front?
Sonic has a refractory period. I thought you were dead from where you've been shot right between the eyes. And now the wound has closed by itself. I cried a lot and dug your graves because I didn't want anyone to help me. I missed you, Uncle Chuck, and I'm just wondering how you survived. And I checked your pulse. You were clearly dead, says Sonic. Now, nephew,
at least stop speaking in run-on sentences.
No, keep going.
More run-on sentences.
You can't do it.
Actually, I've just kind of not been pausing as much in full stops, didn't they?
No, I enjoy
it. Now, nephew, I will tell you the tale of how I survived from Eggman on Slot of Robots, and I'm sorry about Bunny. There was no way to save her now since she's decapitated. Meanwhile, earlier that day...
I like how there were hints for readers and, for readers, or in our case, listeners, who were paying attention that it totally was Chuck that was dead, not anyone else, because it said he... and shot between the eyes and stuff like that.
You know, I'm really glad that it,
and then it just tells
clarified that the wound closed up by itself. You know, I didn't know... I thought it was just there. You know, it was going to be there for the rest of his life, but I'm really glad that the fucking edit clarified that it was gone.
Earlier that day, Bunny and I were enjoying each other company while we were talking about your relationship with each other. I have a surprise for your nephew when he gets back. I'm going to make love to him for the very first time, says Bunny. Well, first time, and you two have been together for 5 years, says Uncle Chuck. Yay! I've been waiting for the
rest.
Damn!
Oh, yeah.
Yahoo!
Yeah, I've been waiting for the right moment at all. I don't really want to go into it, says Bunny. That's fine, says Uncle Chuck. After an hour, you two.
About!
Whatever! Whatever! Austria for life! About an hour after you two left, I heard some resolving. What the fuck is
resolving?
I heard some ravioling.
I heard some resolving in the bushes. We decided to check it out, says Uncle Chuck.
We had to fix our shoes.
I do not want any resolving.
We heard Eggman talking with Snively about the plan set up near the floating island. And if those fools get the password right, they're going to destroy their own village!
He's talking to Snively with Whiplash?
Oh yes, from those Death Race cartoons.
Totally. It's called the Wacky Races.
Whatever!
Death Race.
Yeah, I know what it was called.
It's Death Race the cartoon, you jerk. Once this village is destroyed by their own hand, we will have our sights set on Pottsfield. Pottsfield will be our new home, Snively.
I'm expecting him to say we have our sights set on Poland.
And no one will know we're there after we take over France. First, we'll take over St. Lovejoy's and torture those kids in so many ways that they will have to obey me, says Eggman.
And then we'll definitely invade Russia.
I've already sent a spy down there to let us know more about the area.
He's migrating to France.
It's okay, he's wearing a mask that looks like one of the other kids.
Steve, did you get kicked out of art school? Is that why you're doing this?
this whole podcast?
I've also sent a transfer slip into the school, so there won't be any complications. I've talked to the school board, and turns out they need a new principal. I've elected you, sir, and they have accepted you, so we will have to be there in a week.
Yep, he migrated to the French. I'm expecting English next, you know, England.
Yeah, few people know that Eggman is a fully licensed teacher.
His accent is going to just invade Europe.
Yeah. Well, it becomes both... French and English, he'll be able to dominate all sword-based fighting.
He's gonna become Acadian then.
Just say everything. Can't even.
Yes, Acadian.
I'm hawking up Lukey's every word now. All right, I'm going back to normal. This way, everything can be set up legally, so you can get away with your evil plane. Says Snively.
Why do you care if it's legal, if it's evil?
Nah. If anything says evil, it's legality.
After we heard all that, we rushed back to Bunny's house and called Pouncefield. I called them. My nephew wants to enroll in your school. He heard how great your school is and wants to come there for the new school year. We live also in Nuthole Village, says Uncle Chuck. The uniform could be sent to right away, says the receptionist. Yes, I do. Hold on one sec, says Uncle Chuck.
You do what? You do what? What was he answering?
Yeah.
You broke him!
That's a very good question.
Your dad came over Tails and I asked him if I could enroll you too, says Uncle Chuck.
I don't know what he came over.
I don't want my son leaving this village for no reason whatsoever. I have way too many things for him to fix. He's a genius, says Tails' dad. No, that it, and thanks for sending the uniform here, says Uncle Chuck. Your uniform for you will be here in about 2 to 3 days, says the receptionist. I have no fucking idea what the hell is going on anymore.
Is the
uniform here or is it not here?
Just lay back and accept it. Okay. Just accept
about a half an hour after that, they came and attacked the village. The only reason we didn't do anything about it when we saw him because we thought you two would be back before any of this would have happened.
Guilt-trip. Great fuck up there.
We tried to hold them off, but Bunny didn't survive and I deactivated myself. Ever since Eggman roboticized me and you helped me out from freeing me from his grasp. I've learned that I could just deactivate myself for a while, and then I would automatically reactive myself many hours later.
Great failsafe.
I hope that answers your questions and learned some info that will be helpful to you later, nephew. You have to.
No, I actually have some questions.
No!
What the fuck was going on during that phone call?
You have to be in Pouncefield in 2.5 weeks. Your uniform will be coming in 2 to 3 days, and you will have some other clothes to wear when outside of school. They have a law there that you have to have clothes on instead of just underwear, and other garments that the women have to wear, says Uncle Chuck. While I'm waiting, Uncle, I'm going to see if anyone there at Eggman Hideout, says Sonic. This thing is written as a badly written Native American from a 1940s Western.
That's racist.
I know. I didn't write this shit. He did. Stonic stays there for the night while they celebrate.
I'd like
a gin and Stonic.
Yeah, man. It's pretty delicious. Tastes like pine.
It sounds pretty good.
Tastes like juicy.
Well, they celebrate that his dad alive. Sonic goes on and tells Tails and Chuck about the new laws. Sally told him. Even the whole time they were celebrating, they decided to masturbate and pee on each other!
Awesome! Woo! What celebration!
Yeah. Celebrate with pee, come on! They were way too drunk to care because Uncle Chuck gave them a 24 of beer each.
A 24 of beer.
Tails just keep thinking about Sonic Cock while he was stroking his cock and watching his best friend do the same.
Do the do, man.
Tails wanted to go down on his cock, and just when he was about to, Sonic pisses right on Tails' face.
Tails? Tails?
Tailless.
Foils.
Yeah, the face, the dog, and tails.
All three laughed about it. The potty continued throughout the night. Fucking Sean, Jesus Christ.
Don't fuck Sean.
The next day, after all of them were nursing a hangover, Sonic stumbles out the door after saying goodbye to his uncle and his best friend Tails. He rushed off to Eggman Hideout that is located 1,000 km away from the village and saw a note attached to the front door of Eggman Factory and said, "We are currently out right now. We hope..."
We are currently out.
Oh, shit. "We are currently are out right now. We hope you come back sometime soon. The renovations will continue until the winter, so please come back then. From the loving Dr. Eggman."
Loving.
Sonic then opened the door and saw the place dead there was nothing there at all. He checks the whole place and there was nothing there at all. Sonic then went home and notices all these fully open beer bottles all over the place.
No, all these full open. Not fully.
Fuck.
And there was nothing there at all.
No, nothing at all.
I just took a drink and there's nothing there at all.
Hey Dave, feels like I'm wearing nothing at all.
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 Sonic then went home and notices all these full open beer bottles over the place. "Eggman isn't anywhere to be found, and I'm going to search the whole force until I find him," says Sonic.
"Until I do."
And he finds nothing at all.
Yep.
I really want to replace every instance of Sonic with Sonic Cock.
That's natural, just it'll pass with time.
No, it won't.
Or never.
The three of them sit on the couch and start jerking off. Sonic hands Tails and his uncle one of the open beer bottles.
Why did I just imagine that? No. I just imagined that the party jerking off thing is like a Mario Party minigame.
What the fuck?
You know, like the one where they shake the can and make it spray the highest?
What the fuck, Steve?
For the Wii U?
Yeah, the jerk-off one.
No, for the Wii.
That was Mario Kart like 8 or some shit.
Okay, Sonic picks up one, too. Cheers, they all say in unison. They all took a huge chug and took a couple of minutes to swallow it. That tastes like urine, says Tails.
Cause it is!
What?! I think you're right, says Sonic. You did tell us about those new laws yesterday, says Uncle Chuck. The three of them decided to have a pee party.
Cause I've got a golden
99 bottle pee on the wall.
Sonic hands
I never thought that I could be.
Sonic says,
but
let the reader read! No!
You rhymed! Feed, read!
Sonic hands his uncle and Tails a nice full bottle of pee. Cheers, ugh, they say in unison. It tastes like beer. They start to drink the first one slowly. They have their eyes closed, trying to get used to the taste.
No, after trying to get to use the
taste. No, I can't tell if that's scathing social commentary on the state of beer in America or not.
Yeah.
They have their eyes closed, trying to get used to the taste. After a couple of minutes, they start to enjoy the taste. After drinking a couple of bottles, they all have to pee. Hey, I got an idea, says Tails.
No.
I agree.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
What is it, asks Sonic. Why don't we pee in the bottles and hand them off to someone, or we could pee in each other's mouths, says Tails.
I really don't remember this happening.
This one's new. Sound good, let's do that, and Tails, move your face to my dick because I got to pee, says Sonic. All right, I will, Tails, with a huge grin on his face. Tails moves his body and bends down in front of Sonic. Tails has a beer bottle in his hand and lines it up with his dick. Tails opens his mouth to let Sonic's golden fountain go into him. Sonic starts peeing at Tails.
At Tails.
Sonic teases him by peeing at his face and then finally pees right in Tails' mouth.
Tails!
I used to dream of taking a whiz on this.
While this was going on, Tails pees right in the beer bottle and fills the whole bottle up. After they finish peeing, Tails gets up and hands the beer bottle to Sonic. I want you to drink this, says Tails. All right, since I just peed on you and in your mouth, says Sonic. Sonic drinks the whole bottle while Tails stares at him licking his lips.
Oh, that's so creepy!
The pee party continues on for a couple more hours till all the bottles were empty. The next day and half, Sonic spent his time exploring the whole forest and didn't see or hear anything about Eggman.
Because there was nothing there at all.
Sonic opens the door and sees Tails sucking off his uncle. Uncle Chuck is in shock seeing Tails and him this way. Uncle Chuck couldn't...
They just had a beer bottle piss party. Come on, you can't... No,
Tails is the one sucking him off. How is Uncle Chuck in shock?
I refuse to think that these guys are in shock about anything.
Yeah. See, Uncle
you
Chuck
refuse
was in
to
shock
be in shock.
Sonic
and David
him.
Looked inside his soul, and there was nothing
there was
at
nothing
all.
Jack, there's for everyone here. Uncle Chuck couldn't work up the courage to blow his load right in his nephew's best friend mouth. I'll let you two finish what you were doing, and I have some stuff to do before I go, says Sonic. The rest of the day was spent with Sonic finishing up unfinished business.
Like what?
Nothing at all.
And paying back some debts and this three.
Sonic didn't want to forget about Tails and some of the other villagers who have helped him countless times. It turned out they just wanted to suck his cock or let him bang them. Sonic went to his uncle's house and Tails wasn't there anymore. Chuck, where did Tails go? Asked Sonic. He went back to his place and said he would be waiting for you there, says Chuck. Sonic was wishing Tails was still here so he and his uncle could double-team him at the same time.
Chuck wipes a trail of semen from his face. I don't know where Tails went.
Sonic then goes to Tails' house and has sex with him for the rest of the day. For little did they both know this would be the last time they are together this way.
Doesn't matter who comes, Sonic comes all the time. The Sonic penis full of cum. He just pees on you, golden shower and goo, with Sonic penis full of life. Pee goes better with Sonic semen. Pee goes better with Sonic penis full of cum. Sonic, the cum pisser.
Nice.
Don't say goo.
Who's next? Steve Ansickle.
Goodbye, pal. I hope you have a good time in Bouncefield City.
No!
Oh god, this voice is horrifying.
Homestar, keep going. Well, you still have a chance.
Goodbye.
Keep going, Homestar.
I'll miss you, and I'll see you when I get back from there. Said Sonic. They both went into each other's arms and hugged while tears were coming down their face.
Okay, so it's my tears.
Wow.
Yeah. Sonic heads back to his uncle's place, and the school uniform had just arrived. There were extra clothes for him to wear out school. That is uncle bought him lying on the table.
No, that is uncle bought for him.
Yeah, his uncle bought for him lying on the table. Damn it.
So wait, is the uncle lying on the table?
Probably.
Yes. He's laying on the table, no clothing, just posing all sexy.
His uncle handed Sonic a back card with his name on it.
Ew. You have back on a card?
I've been putting money on this every month since the day you were born until my hot dog stand became no more. Thanks to Eggman.
So he put money
on. Is that a euphemism for something?
Yeah, Eggman blew him and he didn't have a heart on anymore.
So no more
hot dog.
It
contains over $500,000 on it.
Nope.
So 500. Use it. Oh, yeah. $500, 000.00 on it. So use it on school stuff and food, that's it. If you're not, then I'm going to come over there and hit you in the balls so hard and repeatedly for about 10 times in a row at your school, says Uncle Chuck.
Wait, so hard that what? So hard that what?
No, it's not hard that, it's just so hard. I'm gonna hit you so hard.
I imagine it's like one of those speed bags.
Yeah.
I get your point, Uncle, and I'll only use it for school stuff and food, says Sonic.
I'll only use it for good.
Keep using that voice, it's perfect for Sonic.
Sonic was immediately scared of his uncle from that point on.
And at no point before that was he scared of his uncle.
For Sonic's dog!
The next day...
Sonic started heading out the door and bumped into Tails, who was just about to knock on the door. Hi, Tails! Says Sonic.
Hi, Sonic.
Says Tails.
I'm going to miss you in this place, but I got to head out and stop Eggman no matter what.
Oh, wait, that was Sonic.
No, it doesn't matter. No. For the rest of the night, read everything in a very innocent voice. As innocent of a voice as you can.
I want to be able to hear the rosy cheeks on your face.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm going to miss you in this place, but I got to head out and stop Eggman no matter what the cost, says Sonic. I'm going to miss you too, pal, says Tails.
His uncle headed to the front of the house.
You can't go at Sonic speed, so your cover won't be blown because you won't know who in on it.
There's not someone who looks just like Sonic at all.
Yeah.
He's definitely not a one of a kind.
Like, Amy was stupid enough to mistake Silver for Sonic, so...
Yeah, it's true. I mean, one's blue, the other one's definitely not blue.
If they're dumb enough to be shocked by getting blown by some other person and them opening the door.
The rainbow in my heart is dying. Keep reading.
You're going to have to take the bus, says Uncle Chuck while squeezing Sonic balls together. I understand, Uncle, because I don't want the spy to spot me beforehand. I want to know who it is and how Eggman linked to all this, says Sonic. Good boy, says
that good boy is my fucking text message tone now.
Yes, I want that. I needed the same.
Let's go of Sonic balls.
Ow, my Sonic balls.
Sonic kneels over in all that pain that his uncle just gave.
Just imagine, it will be 10 times worse than that. Break those rules I told you, says Chuck.
Tails starts playing with Sonic package and licks his balls better while squeezing Sonic balls together as hard as possible.
Oh, what the hell?
Why?
He's playing the song. He's playing with
my Sonic package
that just got delivered. It's in a package still.
It's whimsical testicular amputation.
Yeah. Speaking of which, Tails then starts to suck Sonic off right in front of his uncle while Sonic balls are being squeezed. Nobody's saying who's squeezing the balls, they're just being squeezed somehow.
Squeezing them,
that's
squeezing
that's
them
a passive voice.
Alright, I think it's appropriate now to have the
Tails sticks his butt right in the air and Chuck to stick his dick right in there. Chuck sticks his dick right in Tails' butt and bangs the living daylights out of him. Chuck
comes to
Tails' butt. Sonic realizes how much pain he in right now and finally comes in Tailless' mouth while Sonic balls are being crushed. Sonic kneels over on all fours from the pain, and Tails takes this as the perfect opportunity to stick his dick in Sonic's butt.
Ah!
How did he do that? He just was in front of Sonic.
He jumped over Sonic.
So Chuck is banging Tails, and somehow Tails managed to move himself around.
Yeah,
So Sonic is in the pile driver and he's getting doubled in the ass.
Basically.
Tails start to go in nice and slowly while Sonic gasping in pain. Chuck decides to jerk off right in front of his nephew face.
I thought Sonic, I was banging the living daylights out of Tails.
Let's keep it going. Maybe it's a
Sonic left his left hand off the ground and grabs his uncle balls. Sonic squeezes them as tight as he can and even yanks on them multiple times. His uncle did not flinch whatsoever.
My thought was just to completely rip off the robo nuts.
Well,
get
guess
it?
What, Dave? You're
nuts.
Dave, you're next.
Bolts.
It was his left hand. That's important. It's an important canonical detail that it was his left hand.
I'm totally not down with robot Connecticut balls.
Just do it.
You think I can feel that, nephew? You're wrong. When I got roboticized, Eggman made sure that if anyone tried that, I wouldn't feel it. Since you like feeling my balls, why don't you suck your uncle's dick like a good nephew? Says Chuck.
This does not have the whimsy I wanted.
Chuck forces Sonic to open his mouth. Chuck finally gets Sonic to open his mouth and sticks his dick right in there.
I'm just imagining, like, prying open his mouth with both hands, like,
get the jaws of life.
Yeah, it's a good thing he's a robot, so he can just like stick his hand in and crank it, and the hands just expand like a jack.
It's like a jack.
For robots, Jaws of Life is a sex toy.
I have to get back to this magic now, so can we get a little settled down, please?
Yes, sir.
Chuck finally gets Sonic to open his mouth and sticks his dick right in there. When Chuck came in Sonic mouth, he forced Sonic to drink it down. If you don't drink it, I'll cut off his penis right here, says Chuck. I guess he was talking to Sonic and he was gonna cut off Tails' penis. That sweet, sweet, double-tailed fox ween. Sonic comes in Tails' butt and enjoyed his sweet ass one last time. After all, that Sonic was really tried from this. I promise myself that he will suck his dick for this one of these days, says Sonic to himself, two words. Sonic walks out of the village and says goodbye to everyone in this village.
Goodbye, everyone in this village.
Mm-hmm.
This is my first step on the journey to Poundsfield, and I'm only to see what lies outside of this place.
And suddenly he steps on a mine.
I wonder what lies out there, and hope I find Eggman along the way, because I have little... Shit. I have a little over 2 weeks to get there, Sonic says to himself. Two words. Meanwhile, at the castle...
You mean he wasn't the castle with Sally? I'm lost.
Sally and her father were talking about the new laws that she told Sonic. Sally was playing with herself while they were talking. Sally, I didn't make any new laws, and I wouldn't have made them because they were a disgrace there over there, a disgrace to women everywhere, says King Acorn. I made them, father, because I remembered Sonic and I wanted to win, and he tossed me
Alright, bring it down about 5 octaves into the realm of human hearing.
Why didn't you tell him that instead of making up these laws and telling them I made them, says King Acorn?
I want Sonic to tell me first because I don't want him to tell him! And it just happened!
Dave, can you please make it audible?
And that's says that's, Sally. I received an important piece of I don't know why he's going into to the whatever the old man from Kung Pao. I received an important piece of info that you will like, my dear. Sonic is heading off to Pouncefield because Eggman there. I've already have everything arranged, so have a shower and lick that cum off of your hand. You will be heading there in a little over 2 weeks. There a plane, like open fields, at the bottom of this castle just for you. All your supplies have been bought, and you have an unlimited supply of money for...
Mm-hmm. No, supple.
Oh. You have an unlimited supple of money for whatever your heart contends, says King Acorn.
I'm finishing up the...
I have a shower in 2 hours before I leave. I'm going to my room and doing some stuff that I don't want to do in front of you. Well, I'm going to eat myself, try and get in my love, and try to eat my own shit.
How are you doing that?
He bought a fucking effects pedal.
Sally heads off to her room and leaves a note on the door. The note is covered in cum.
I will leave my room no matter what. The only time I will leave my room is 2 hours before I leave. From yours truly, Princess Sally.
Well, you know, at least it's actually fucking discernible.
Hope you guys and girls are liking my final revisions on these chapters.
It's like how many chapters.
I love it.
It makes sense, isn't it? Sally is a chipmunk.
Am I done?
Never do that again, and yes.
Yes, never do that again, and yes. Also, Chowder, it's your turn.
Guys, that was the third revision of chapter one. Next chapter is...
My final revisions in this chapter.
Not chapter two.
Second version of chapter three. Sonic heads out of the village and onwards towards Pouncefield, where the school St. Lovejoy's is. There's the only apostrophe S that will ever be in the story. Fantastic.
It's all time, yeah.
Sonic hopes to find the spy that lives there and hopes to find love again. Two completely separate subjects. Sonic has a soft spot in his heart for Tails and Bunny, which is held deep inside him. Sonic walks in the lush green forest to see if he can Eggman on his way over to the... Eggman on the way over to the island. No, so he can Eggman on his way over to the floating island.
That sentence just wrecks people.
Sonic goes to see if Snuckles.
Sonic and Snuckles, the greatest snake game.
Who lives on the floating island. The island hovers over an ocean. Sonic wants to see if Knuckles knew anything about what Eggman was up to and who this spy is. Knuckles is an echidna.
Is a echidna. Echidna, yes.
And the last of his kind, until he traveled back in time to save the rest of his race.
That's not even an accent.
Travel back in Tim.
Yes, okay. It's Tim.
And back in time to save the rest of his race. Knuckles is the Eggman of Master Emerald, and it is his... It's Igor!
No, it's his Peter Lorre.
Once the Emerald is stolen, the island will fall back. Fall to earth and cause a huge tidal wave and destroy most of the forest along with Knuckles Village. Today of all days, Knuckles is not protecting the Master Emerald. And I wonder where he's off to, says Sonic to himself. Sonic takes a quick look around to see if he can see Knuckles. And then he looks down at his hands and they are Knuckles! After no success, Sonic gets off at Sonic's feet around the island and still can't find his anywhere at all. Get out of my way, Malwarebytes, I don't need you here. After no success, Sonic jets off at Sonic's feet around the island. I read that already. Fuck me in the asshole. I wonder where he is because someone could have taken the Master Emerald without him even knowing. He might be off with Rogue, who was Knuckles'
Rouge.
Rouge. Baton Rouge.
Rouge.
Who is Knuckles'
Knuckles' sex slave, or he got kidnapped by Eggman again, says Sonic to himself. I'm imagining Sonic just rolling his eyes when he goes, AGAIN! Right after. FUCK! This island, for the last time, I'm going to look at the emerald one last time, says Sonic to himself. After sitting there for 10 minutes, pondering, like pond, as in like a body of water, on all that has happened and what Eggman has planned this time around, so Sonic enjoys
spelling of pondering.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Sonic
enjoys jerking off! Most people in America feel
English. And he hums on the Master Emerald. If Eggman, in charge of St. Lovejoy's by now, think of the children. And what strict punishment they're being put through, says Sonic to... Sonic gets up and takes one last look at the emerald.
Wait. Hang on. That paragraph, like, it's really serious about, you know, pondering everything that's happened and what Eggman's plan is. There's just that sentence about him jerking off that's just, like, inserted in the middle of it.
Yeah.
It literally has no bearing on the rest of the paragraph.
No, the picture. I did a Google search for David the Hedgehog. Why the fuck did this show up?
Yes.
I'm posting this to our Facebook.
Is awesome.
I'm posting this to our Facebook right now.
Hold up, I gotta see this. Oh, Jesus.
And see, Logan, so this visual gag people will get.
Lovely. Oh, that, work of art. 10 out of 10.
Someone is dying.
It's Elrond. Oh, that is so funny.
Why are there cracks in his head?
Why is he crying his head? And he's
crying stars.
His neck and torso are a penis.
And his penis is also a penis.
That's cool. I've always wanted my body to morph into a giant hairy wangus.
This looks like a reject design for the blue minis from Yellow Submarine.
Must be a part of Scientology, eh?
All right, let's keep going. I'm sorry about that.
Oh, don't worry. It is okay. Sonic gets up and takes one last look at the emerald of the island. Sonic decides to lick his own cum off the emerald. I'm curious what my own cum tastes like, says Sonic to himself. Sonic spits his own cum right out of his mouth after putting it in his mouth. Sonic realizes he shouldn't ever do that again. When all of a sudden, out of nowhere, the emerald gets stolen right in front of Sonic eyes!
Right in front of Sonic eyes.
And didn't see anyone hate it. The island starts to shake and starting to head down to the ocean floor right underneath the massive island. Onto the closest tree he could reach, just when the island comes crashing down into the ocean.
Sploosh.
The explosion.
Crashing.
Michael Bay!
Yes, Michael Bay.
Kaboom!
The tidal wave heads towards the village, and there's nothing I can do to stop it. I just hope everyone get out of there okay. I wish we didn't seal the underground shelter to protect us against something like this happening, Sonic says to himself. Well, in a panic. Star, 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 six, 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 star.
That underground shelter bit never stops being funny.
What the fuck?
They keep bringing up the underground shelter.
Logan, please kick us off again. Meanwhile, back a Knothole Village. By the way, if you go to Knothole Village, never try any of their jelly or jam preservatives.
Because Boo Radley put it in a tree and left it there to ferment.
No.
Man, Viagra, no, it's a Knothole Village.
Tails is sitting in his room, matter-baiting, while thinking about Sonic and his big, juicy cock. Just then a knock comes to the door, and Uncle Chuck lets himself in. Tails comes right on Chuck face, as soon as Chuck steps into his room. I'm so sorry for doing that to you, says Tails. Uncle Chuck licks the juicy cum off his face and makes sure he got it all. Don't worry about it. I've walked in on my nephew just when he did the same thing as you did. He also started matter baiting right in front of me sometimes, which to this day, I don't know why. Since the new laws kicked in, I can understand now, but I'm not sure from when he was younger. But I'm still not sure from when he was younger. The reason I came here is we got to evacuate the village. The reason I came in here is we got to evacuate the village because there are a huge tidal wave heading right for us, says Chuck. Chuck and Tails run out of the house and warn everyone to evacuate the village because of the tidal wave coming towards them. There are a huge panic of screaming and everyone is tripping over each other.
No, there's no is.
I didn't say is.
Yes, everyone is tripping over. You said that. It's everyone tripping over.
During this whole time, Tails and Chuck get away safely away. They find the tallest hill and head to it as quickly as possible. They... That's not how you spell that. They climb up the hill as fast as possible, and when they reach the top, they turn around just in time to see the tidal wave destroy the village.
Well, the rest tidal of wave, the villagers are trying perfect to get timing. Into the underground tunnel.
That was sealed.
Tidal wave hits with a harsh force that takes the villagers by... Did I get this chapter last time?
I love how you realize that.
That takes the villagers by storm. The houses get destroyed, their pieces of wood tress split in two, and all the villagers get horribly killed by the tidal wave. The tidal wave continues to head deeper into the forest to where Chuck and Tails are standing. It gets to the hills and climbs up right towards them. The water settles off right at the top of the hill.
So they're
relieved to still be alive after all that, but they're one small problem. They couldn't go anywhere because, as far as the eye could see, they were surrounded by water. They both have the exact same idea. The only thing they could do was to have sex.
Yes.
They both thought Sonic was dead, and there's no way he could survive this. They started getting freaky with each other, and were trying some weird experimental sex.
You can't do that on TV.
You can't do that on islands either. Back on the floating island, that is not floating anymore, Sonic regains his balance and tries not to lose his lunch, but does. The ground continued to shake, and a passageway begins to open right where the emerald was. The tunnel was dark and has ancient writing
on it
that he couldn't understand. Sonic goes into the tunnel to see where it leads, when the door behind him shuts tight. After using Sonic speed to get to the bottom of the tunnel, he sees an airplane. The plane was painted dark blue with a gold ring design on both sides, and it also has the word Sonic on the wings. Sonic takes a couple of minutes to admire the plane. He hopes into the cockpit in season 0. And it should be done.
Valron, you're out. Done to me.
Dear Sonic, my love, I've adored you for such a long time, but I've never wanted the courage to talk to you.
I can't take this seriously looking at the penis, Sonic. It was very good.
Stop looking at that then.
I can't!
Hit Control W, it'll go away.
No!
I've made this plane for you. I hope you like it, and we can meet up soon, like the food, because I miss you. I'll be seeing you at school in Pouncefield, from your love.
And it actually Sonic spelled plane correctly.
Sonic starts at the plane, and a hatch opens so he can take off. The plane takes off without any problems. Sonic looks down at the forest and sees it not there anymore. Off in the distance, Sonic doesn't see the village anymore.
Dr. Quarrel, I didn't realize you liked fanfiction.
It's Stan, you see. He possesses me from time to time. It's a long story.
I failed all of them.
I swore I would protect they all, but I failed. I miss you all, my friends, and Uncle Chuck, because you're not my friend. I'll get you, Eggman, for all you've done, and this time I'm going to kill you. You've pushed me too far, and now you'll see what I'm like when I'm really ticked off. I'm going to head to Pouncefield and find this spy to make sure he or she tells me where you are. Sonic says to himself in a blind rage, I need to drink.
Sonic says to himself in a blind rage, I need to drink.
No, he masturbated. That's why he went blind, not because he's angry.
Straight rum.
Straight rum is...
Sonic sets his eyes on Pouncefield and hopes he's going in the right direction. The sun begins to set and the stars begin to come out in the night sky. Sonic grieves for all of them and wonders what is going on next on his journey.
What's going to happen next?
Wonders what going to happen next on his journey to Poundsfield.
Also, Sonic was grieving for the stars for some reason.
Just
before the tidal wave hit the kingdom.
Man, Flash.
Sir, there a tidal wave heading right for us, and I put up the shield so the water won't come in here. I've also judged by the amount of water there is, it shouldn't be gone in time for Sally to leave for Pouncefield, says Roy.
No! Not again!
Not again! We'll all drown in the inches of water!
The tidal wave hits the shield and makes the kingdom shake, and the shield still holds up. A lot of breakable things fall over and get destroyed into millions of pieces.
Meanwhile, all the unbreakable brushes were just fine.
The cleaning crews already start sweeping it up.
Not breakable things, those are my favorite things of all.
Because then you can break them.
Yeah, I don't get to break them now.
Roy, I need you to check on my daughter, and she's in her room masturbating. If
yes,
you
sir.
Even need to touch my daughter or whatnot, I grant you permission.
And I grant you.
And I grant you permission to you that you can get a blowjob from her, says King Angkorn.
Roy goes to Sally's door and knocks, but there's no answer. Roy breaks the door, Dot. And sees Sally lying there on her bed in the nude.
As there opposed was glass to always wearing pants. Like normal. Like she fucking wore a half jacket the entire time.
Roy calls a cleaning crew over to Sally's room to clean up all the glass.
30 minutes later, in Sally's room. Bum bum. Bum bum.
Asterisk, asterisk, asterisk.
Asterisk, asterisk.
Roy!
If. Meanwhile, XXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXX
say that you would suck my cock if I came here and help you in any way, says Roy. I understand since you did help me by getting a cleaning crew to pick up the glass. I want to stick my chair upside down and have my pussy going up and down on it. It would give my hand a break, and I want to lick all the cum off my arm, says Sally.
Roy.
What? What?
What?
What?
What?
Roy takes off his pants and underwear.
I'm halfway there.
Sally licks her lips and takes Roy cock into her mouth. Sally sucks on it nice and slowly for 10 minutes, and Roy blows his load in Sally's mouth. Apostrophe X. Holy shit. That was fun, but I want more, says Sally. Sorry, but I can't because of your father. I like to have your father on my good side, and that all I desire. Goodbye.
Really? Big cock. I wanna have it in my mouth.
That was a perfectly timed moment. It was just distant enough to really work.
And I'm sorry for the next musical interlude when it comes.
Comes?
Yes.
Putting your finger in another man's anus.
Isn't it magical feeling his pelvis?
Prostate.
Goodbye, Sally, and have fun with that chair, says Roy.
I never say that. It's grossly inaccurate.
Roy walks out of the room and tells Sally's father that she's fine, but doesn't mention anything about the blowjob that I am now mentioning to him. Sally goes on and has sex with her chair. Sally licks the cum off her arm and realizes how badly her hand smells. I'll just stay in this position until I have to leave for Pouncefield, says Sally to herself.
The way you said, like, how you're saying it, I just said, makes me imagine that everyone in this story can hear the narrator talking.
Well, makes you think they can.
Which is amazing.
It's the only good kind of story.
I'm getting there, so hold your horses. I have one chapter left to revise, then it back to chapter 5.
Oh, very thank fine. God.
The long-awaited chapter 5.
So hooray!
I hope you all enjoy chapter 5 of the story.
This is a little over 37 pages long. It's the longest chapter on the school day's board out of my skull right now. Just don't expect me to write one this long again, at least for a while. I told you it would be my 100th post that this chapter would be up. Have fun. As a proper noun. Chapter 5! The Misadventures of Sonic! Meanwhile, Sonic hovers over the couple for a couple of minutes to see if he could recognize them. But he couldn't make out anything because they were just a blur. Sonic heads off after seeing two people screw ever harder and faster than they were before. Sonic heads west on his way to Pouncefield to start his first day of school, and so he can capture the spy that was sent there by Eggman, but mostly school. He comes across a city after 2 hours into his trip. Sonic decides to land his plane in the forest nearby to avoid detection, so his cover can't be blown up in his face. Sonic decides to leave the plane and go into the forest after he changes into some clothes. Sonic finds a black pair of jeans and a tie-dye shirt underneath his seat.
Seat?
Sonic puts them on and now no one will recognize him. Sonic the Hedgehog. Sonic hopes out of the plainly undisguised airplane and takes a look around him. Sonic walks through the lush green forest and doesn't see anyone around. He sees a black hedgehog sleeping against a tree. Hi, Shadow. Haven't seen you in a while. What have you been up to? Asks Sonic. The hedgehog wakes up and slowly gets up from where he was sitting. The hedgehog turns around and looks directly at Sonic.
What the fuck is this pair?
My name is Frostcat.
What?
Great name. Wonderful name. Very detailed and original. Clearly, he's actually just a cat covered in icicles that makes it look like hedgehog spine. So his aim is actually completely accurate. He's not a hedgehog. He's a frost cat.
Oh, that makes it all better.
Shadow the Hedgehog?
I'm so glad you gave me that nugget of wisdom. Please tell me more at length.
Okay,
well, you see, the frost cats are from the frozen North Arctic.
Oh my god, no.
My name is Frostcat, but my friends call me Frost, and what's your name, friend? Asks Frost.
My name's Sonic
the Hedgehog, but everyone calls me Sonic, says Sonic.
Sonic is about as... Sonic is about as intelligent as James Bond. Hey, I'm in disguise, but my name's Sonic the Hedgehog, and you can call me Sonic.
Sup,
well, it's assuming James Bond isn't a code name.
Come on, push it out.
Ew.
You take a bit.
With their over-there introduction, Sonic realizes he's made a great mistake that he wasn't a hedgehog. The cat has a sword, a black and blue shirt, and pants on. Sonic also thought this guy was going to kill him and was an assassination.
Yep, assassination.
Right.
Never remember the number of S's. Assassination from Dr. Eggman. What are you doing out here in this forest? Asks Frost. I'm on my way to the city in order to stop the evil Dr. Eggman and his spy from ruining people's lives. What are you doing out here in this forest? Asks Sonic. I'm here to join the band of freedom fighters out here because I can really help them a lot. You want to come with me? Asks Frost. No, thank you, man. I'm a freedom fighter, and I just lost everyone close to me because a huge tidal wave that killed everyone I know, says Sonic. I'm sorry for your loss, and I hope you get the bastard who did this to you. Good luck on your mission, friend, says Frost. You too with those freedom fighters, says Sonic. They both head off in opposite directions. Frost heads towards the freedom fighters' hideout, and Sonic heads towards the city. After a half an hour of walking towards the city, he finally gets there to begin his first day of school and to find the spy that works for Dr. Eggman.
Half an hour is a common phrase that the author uses.
Yep.
It's not just singular instance.
Yeah, every time the cat was referring to someone as like, yes, friend, I started thinking the Canadians from South Park. I'm not your friend, buddy! So who's next?
Hey. Sorry, somebody told me to deal with it. I told them I am having massive difficulty dealing with it.
Steve, you should probably deal with it, man.
Get your sunglasses, put them on, and deal
with it. Sonic takes a walk around town and sees two brown bunnies headed off to the western sector of town.
Giggity.
There was on... Fuck!
Great delivery there.
You're welcome.
Starting off strong.
There was on male and female, but the female looks like a cross-dresser. Sonic Ooh. Thought there was something wrong with them the way they were holding hands. Sonic heads farther into the city and sees a cute white bunny with red hair wearing a purple dress. Sonic walks up to the bunny.
I am Sonic, wondering if this is Pouncefield, and if it isn't, can you tell me how to get there?
Asks Sonic. The bunny doesn't respond for 10 minutes, and has this dumbfounded look on her face.
So I'm just sitting there staring at this
for
bunny.
10 minutes.
For 10 minutes.
Hold on. I need to address this. Who would stand there for 5 minutes, 10 minutes? It's blankly staring rabbit face, just...
I'm sorry. I think Sonic was what was your question? I wasn't paying attention, says the bunny.
I'm Sonic. I'm just wondering if this is Pouncefield, and if it isn't, can you tell me how to get there?
Ask Sonic again.
Literally the same thing again.
I'm Connick, and you're not in the right town. This is Zephyr. You still have to take a 6-hour trip to get there by plane. If you head southwest from here, you should be able to get there, no problem, says Connie. I'm sorry, it's Harvey Firestein.
Thank you, Connie, for your help, and I don't want to be late, says Sonic.
No problem.
I'm recognizing the voice, but I can't remember.
You're the second person to ask me the same question this month. I just can't remember the person's name. I would like to help you more, but I'm sorry, says Connie.
That's all right. Your help has been quite enough. And I now know how far I'm behind this person I'm looking for, says Sonic.
Goodbye, Sonic, and good luck to you, says Connie.
Goodbye, Connie, and thank you again for your help, says Sonic.
So does anyone else feel like this Connie character is like Raven from My Immortal, where it was just an insert of the writer's friends?
Probably.
I'm okay with this.
I'm done being judgmental. Meanwhile, back at the plane... When this guy gets back, I want to make sure he doesn't make it where he's going. I got paid big time for this one by some guy calling himself the one, or at least I think it was a guy.
Neo's in the story?
I don't think that was his or her real name. He or she told me to cut the fuel line and destroy the landing gear, Chip says to himself. Back in Zephyr... Sonic heads out of Zephyr and back into the forest towards his plane. Sonic hears some rustling in the bushes. Sonic heads over in the direction of the noise and sees what's going on. He sees Frost and this woman women talking. God damn it! Sonic hears that she is part of the Freedom Fighters. Sonic leaves them alone and heads back to his plane. Meanwhile, back at the plane... I'm getting really dizzy. I've destroyed the landing and I'm starring to cut the fuel line.
Staring. Oh, fuel line, I'm gonna cut you so bad.
I hear someone coming, so I better stop, Chip says to himself. Chip sits down in front of the plane just in time to see a blue hedgehog arriving. David, I need you to echo me on this. Can you be my compliment a la Why Do You Build Me Up?
Oh, sure. Why do you masturbate?
No, just say masturbate.
Masturbate.
Buttercup Sally with a chair leg.
Chair leg.
Shoving it further into your veg.
Veg.
Until it gets stuck and then you call the doc.
Oh, God.
And he rubs his cock and then you.
And then you.
Hear that star start a-spinning. You can't have no more babies.
No,
so
baby.
Masturbate,
no. Masturbate,
Spider Cup, it's all you got.
It's all you got.
That's terrible.
Great.
That's great
enthusiasm, David. I really felt like you cared and were so excited to be singing.
Oh my God.
All right, Steve Van Sickle's next, or is it Sean?
It's me.
It's Sean, yeah.
Okay, fuck out of here.
Sonic gets to the plane and sees a chipmunk sitting beside his plane. He's wearing a hat and has a coat on. Can I help you? Asked Sonic. No, I'm waiting for my friends, and this is my plane. I'm going to beat you up if you even come near me. I'm Chip, and this is what you get for making me get up, says Chip. Chip gets up and kicks Sonic in the foot. Well, sorry, but this is my plane. I'm going to have to take it back, says Sonic. Sonic picks up Chip and looks him directly in the eyes. You understand me, don't you, says Sonic. Sonic has his right hand ready to flick Chip in the balls.
Whoa!
Right in the balls.
What's his left hand doing?
Super Sonic flick to the balls.
His left hand is still trying to squeeze his uncle's balls somehow.
I just imagine the balls are detached like Bunny's pussy.
Yeah, well, it's really just two steel ball bearings, so it's pretty easy to detach them.
Yes, you can have the plane, but just don't hit me in the balls and put me down, says Chip. I'm glad we have an understanding, so I'm going to leave you alone. And don't ever touch my plane again. You got that, says Sonic. Yes, whatever you say, says Chip. Sonic puts Chip down on the ground and runs off to look for the rest of his friends. Sonic hopes back into the plane and takes off in the right direction this time. After 10 minutes after taking off, the landing gear falls off the plane. It must have been that damn chipmunk. I'm going to get him the next time I see him, says Sonic to himself.
Oh, what's landing gear's gone? Ah, well.
It's okay. He can just jump out of the plane and do his little homing dash attack into some random object, and he'll lose all the momentum and be fine.
He doesn't take fall damage.
Yeah, you're right, he doesn't take fall damage.
He would just hope himself into another plane.
5 hours and 45 minutes later... Oh, damn it all, the fuel leaking out of the plane. So much for not being detected by anyone, and I hope no one sees this plane land. I'm going to crash, Sonic says to himself.
At Sonic speed.
The city right below him, and he has to land somewhere because he knows he won't get out of the city in time. Meanwhile, at East Side Mario's... I'm Rotor, your waiter tonight.
So, we didn't do the Pounce Field stuff in these revisions, did we? So that means that the last revisions were canon?
He did 1 and 3, and then
and then skipped 5.
Yeah, he did.
What did Chapter 4 cover?
Chapter 4 was Sally with a chair leg and a pussy, and the doctor, Quack, and then the Pounce Field stuff with the twins, yeah. And Edna and Edward. So Edward and Laura are going, having a great date at East Side Mario's, apparently.
Your table is ready, and I hope you two enjoy a lovely dinner out here on the patio, says Rotor. Rotor takes them outside and shows them to their table. I hope you enjoy your meal. I'll be right back for your drinks, and here are your two menus, says Rotor. Edward and Laura stare into each other's eyes and look up at the stars, and see a plane coming down at incredible speed. They get up out of their chairs and move out of the way very quickly. Not Sonic speed, though. They hope the plane doesn't land near them to interfere with their romantic evening. Back on the plane! Good! Good, they moved out of the way. I've lost control of the plane, and I can't get out of this noise dive.
This noise dive.
I hope I survive this, Sonic. Sonic crashes the plane right where Edna and Laura were sitting. The plane slides for a couple more feet and comes to a stop right in front of Edward. Edward faints right when the plane comes to a stop, and Laura manages to wake him up 10 minutes later. Sonic gets out of the plane and sees if they're okay. Hi, I'm Sonic, Sonic the Hedgehog, but you can just call me Sonic.
God, Sonic, you're shit at this!
So shit, seriously. How fucking hard is it to not tell people your name? It's just like, oh, what's your secret agent name? Fuck it, oh, my name is Blonic?
Sonic the Stedgehog.
It's
Honic the Sedgehog.
I'm sorry about your dinner. Someone cut my fuel line and destroyed my landing gear. At least no one was hurt, says Sonic.
Oh, sorry about your dinner. You know how it goes. Someone cuts your fuel line and destroys your landing gear. Anyway, how you guys doing? Also, Sonic apparently just sat in the cockpit for 10 minutes and then got out of the plane.
It's David's turn.
Oh, boy. Okay, so Edward is going to be played by Edward from Twilight. It really him, and I thought I was just a game in comics, says Edward. Edward faints again, but this time Laura doesn't help him.
I'm Laura, his girlfriend, and this is Edward, my boyfriend. I don't know why, but he keeps fatting for some reason. I'm not quite sure why.
Because he's inside Mario so much.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
Can you try to get him up this time?
Asked Laura.
No, don't get him up.
Sure, no problem. I'll be glad to help you out, says Sonic.
Sonic pulls on Edward's fur and immediately wakes him up.
Who did that? Why?
Asks Edward.
It was me, and because you keep fatting for some reason. I use the only way I know how to wake people up who faint a lot, says Sonic.
Hold on. What?
I'm Edward. Yep. I thought you were a fictional character, but you are real. I know there are tons of games and comics they keep making. They're also hentai, and there are at least 4 TV shows that you have with you so far. They're even a website that has every comic they have made with you and your friends in it. You want to come back to my place tonight and meet my family. I also know my sister Edna is a big fan of yours, and she also is a big tease, says Edward.
I would be so worried this person would murder me. That voice. It's like, yes.
Also talking about every, how they know every detail about me.
Would you like to stop by my room by the porta potty?
Skin you and add your skin to my skin collection.
He also doesn't ask. It's not a question. He just says, you want to come back to my place and meet my family.
Rubs the lotion on his skin again, or gets the hose again.
Sure, I love to meet your family, but I'm not sure if your girlfriend Laura will approve if I disturb your evening, says Sonic.
I don't mind, and today's been a little weird, so how can it get any stranger than this?
Says Laura.
Strange! How, asks Sonic.
hold on, I'm gonna get through it.
I've met your arch rival, Dr. Eggman, because he stopped in front of my house playing Sonic Heroes music. It also the worst Sonic game music ever. And drove a Ford Geo, says Edward.
The hate for Ford Geo.
Since you landed on our table and destroyed our romantic evening, let's go back to your house, Edward. Wait, who said that? Oh,
since you landed on our table and destroyed our romantic evening, both ours wrong. Let's go back to your house, Edward. Just tell the waiter what happened, says
Laura. Sure, I'll go tell him, says Edward. Laura slaps Edward on the ass as he walks back inside to tell the waiter what happened. Edward steps inside the restaurant and sees their waiter, as in over there. Edward walks over to the waiter and explains what happened outside.
Excuse me, sir, but our dinner is ruined because a plane crash landed right where we were sitting. The lucky thing is no one got hurt. We lost our appetite. We're going to leave. Just head back home.
Says Edward.
How in the world do you not hear a plane crashing outside your restaurant? Is it a stealth plane?
No, wait. It's got a great... He's a waiter, so he works for the restaurant, which means he has to... You know, he has the restaurant's best interests in mind, obviously.
Odor shakes his head in discus.
Yep,
don't believe you. Let me go see this, says Rotor.
Rotor and Edward head out to where the table was.
I still don't believe you. There's nothing wrong with this table. It was just a little more decorative than the other tables we have here, says Rotor.
I see what you mean about him being more concerned with the restaurant.
You can't see the plane. Are you blind? We're not staying here. We're going home. If you charge us for the damages, we will sue. You can't sue us.
You can't sue us for the plane crash!
These things happen.
No, hang on, David. I think it's, if you charge us for damages is said by Rhoda, and then you can't sue us, and onwards is Edward.
You sound like what I imagine the narrator of every Chuck Palahniuk book.
You know, I'm just gonna keep it as, you can't sue us for the plane crash was Edward.
These things happen, you can't do anything about it,
says Edward. Laura and Sonic shake their heads in agreement. Asterix! I'm gonna go be creepy in the bathroom real quick.
That's fine.
Uh-huh, so I see you even looking at the toilet.
Edward sounded like a little kid complaining, like, Miss, a plane crash landed and I lost my appetite.
I am not blind and you can't leave till you have something to eat. It against our policy to let our guests leave without eating, says Router.
They all ignore him and head outside the restaurant. Edward calls his dad to pick them up. Sonic goes back to the restaurant and goes to where the plane crashed. Sonic looks at the plane and sees all his clothes have disappeared. Sonic heads back outside and waits for Edward's dad to show up.
Yeah, Rotor stole. Rotor totally stole those clothes. Damn it, Rotor.
Hi, Dad.
I'm glad to see you. Is it okay if Sonic and Laura spend the night? Asks Edward.
Oh yeah, you still have to be a, like, innocent boy.
Oh, well, yeah, there's that too.
Sure, it all right. And how do you know this Sonic fellow? Asks Mr. Fox.
We just met him and he crash-landed his plane right near us, says Edward.
Edward goes on and tells his dad about the whole incident. Edward just finishes telling his dad the whole story when they pulled up to the house. The four of them walk up to the house and see Edna and Miss Fox standing there with a worried look on their face.
I wonder who the new guy is because he seems awfully familiar. I want him to stay in my room tonight so we can have a good time.
Oh, having yeah, a good just time, having a good, having a good time. Like a superstar on his way to Mars on a collision course, about to have sex with that furry.
No.
I already did that when I sung that one bit of a pick a couple of weeks ago.
Just thinking about it makes me all wet.
No, that's your plumbing problems.
Your date ended early tonight, and did anything happen?
Asks Miss Fox. Edward tells the whole story again to him, mom, and sister.
Oh, I see you're glad to stay the night. And do you have any place to stay in Poundsfield while you're here? Asks Miss Fox. No, I don't, and I was hoping to stay with one of the students here so I can blend in, says Sonic. You can stay with us as long as you like. You will be staying in Edward's room, and we are supposed to have someone else come to stay with us, and she will be staying with Edna, says Miss Fox.
Thanks, Mom, and we're going to head to my room, says Edward.
The three
we're
of them
going to head to my room, but then we decided not to.
Keep reading, I have to pee.
The three of them head up to Edward's room. Edward closes the door behind them.
I have something to show you. It has to do with what I was talking about earlier. This has every comic that has you in it, and the 15th anniversary of the series now, says Edward.
Here we go.
Show me, I want to see this site, says Sonic.
Edward turns on his computer and goes on the internet.
A friend that obsessed with you sent me this link. He went to my other school and we kept calling him the Sonic Master because no matter what he lived, breathed, and talked about you for 24/7. I don't recall his actual name and all the teachers just call him Sonic, says Edward.
Edward types in http://tails.kicks-ass.net and hits enter. God, I want to go to that site.
Sonic and Laura. Go for it. Do it now. While Steve's not here, we can do what we want.
Staircase at the scene while Edward clicks on the comic section. Edward clicks on the comic on the Sonic main series and then clicks on issue 50. They wait for the issue to download. After it finishes downloading, Edward unzips the file. He clicks on it and lets Sonic read it.
Oh my
Sonic
god, guys, I just got back and I had a spontaneous pee party with Sonic and Tails in the bathroom, and it's awesome. Don't knock it till you've tried it.
Woo!
I will say that is a real website.
And shakes his head. Shakes his head confusion. God damn it.
Okay, there's about 7,000 things wrong with the past, like, four paragraphs.
Yeah, and?
Only?
I know, I wasn't really paying too much attention to it.
Huh, this website does seem to actually contain every Sonic comic, at least a bunch
of them. Yeah, it's also really, it was apparently created in 95, and I don't think it's ever updated since then. Like, the design was never changed
since
then.
So it's Chowder's turn.
Oh no. Who the hell does this person think he is copying my life because this stuff actually happened to me and all the text is right too, which is weird. Whoever this person is, very good. All the text and the characters you are right, which is scary. What the fuck? This person observed us very closely, says Sonic. Who do you think it is, asks Laura. Let me think back, says Sonic. Sonic just remembers who it possibly.
Nope. Yeah.
Could be when a knock comes at the door. Sonic forgets because of the knocking at the door. Damn really? It! I can't remember now because of...
Oh, Sonic, you're an idiot.
Can't remember now because of the knock... He's really obsessed with this fucking knocking bullshit. Because of the knocking, says Sonic. Edward answers the door, and standing on the other side of the door was the person who was knocking, Edna.
But there was no stop there.
What are you three doing? As Edna gives Sonic a wink. Not much were. Just sitting in here talking, says Edward. Just sitting here talking right before you knocked at the door, says Edward. Edna comes into Edward's room and sits right between Sonic's legs, and her head sitting right on his cock. That's some weird stretching that she did in order to do that. Edward is really annoyed at her for doing this, but Sonic doesn't have a worry look on his face. Sonic really enjoying it and gets a boner from her head resting there.
Doink.
Oh, what a big boy you are, and I would like to meet your little friend if we go in my room, says Edna.
Edward gets a disturbed and disgust look on his face from what his sister just said. No thanks, Edna. Plus your brother right there, and it would be a little weird, says Sonic. Edna gigolos and gets a purse.
Good moves, Edward.
Why?
Or Edna.
Edna gigolos and gets up very slowly and decides to sit on Sonic's lap instead. Just when Edna was about to sit down, she unzips Sonic pants and pulls his underwear down.
You see, now Edna's like the Jello Gigolo.
The Zebra's album! his cock was straight up, and Edna didn't have any panties on. What a fucking surprise. Edna
his
sat right
straight
on...
up wet.
It's straight up, bro. It's legit. Edna sat right on his lap with his dick deep within her pussy. Edward has this disgusted and disturbed look on his face and is trying to hold the anger deep down inside of him and is trying not letting this get to him.
He'll hold it deep down. That's how you get hernias and stuff.
Oh yeah, that's how I lost like 3 of my anuses.
Mm-hmm. Only 3 of them.
I think you got 12 more.
I only have 9 more, actually.
We're not reading the Pitch Black fic anymore.
Sonic has a grin on his face, but is also feeling awkward for what Edward's sister just did to him now.
Hi, I'm Edward's sister.
Edward's sister just did to him now. Laura just realizes what just happened and gives Sonic a kiss. Now she's getting romantic. Laura uses one of her hands and slides it down between Edna's legs while the other is on her chest. Edward just losses it, like Apple lossless audio, and pulls Edna off Sonic cock as quick as possible. Edna kicks Sonic in the balls by accident. What is it with him and, like, hitting people in the balls?
What's with him and random slapstick?
He was training him for future abuses.
Oh, shit. Chuck is like an oracle. Sonic falls on the ground after getting hit in the head and the ball, in the balls by Edna and screams in pain. Edward takes Edna outside his room and closes the door. They go to Edna's room and Edward slams the door behind him. Back in Edward's room, even though that's the room we're in right now. Mine, if you finish what she started, asked, what the fuck? Mind.
He's supposed to be saying mind.
Mind if you finish... Sorry, fuck, I have to read it as is. Mind if you finish what she started, asks Sonic. Sure, I don't mind, and I like to suck on that cock anyway.
I like to suck it, suck it. I like to suck it.
I like to adjust it. I also want your cum inside me, says Laura. Laura opens her mouth and starts to give Sonic a blowjob. And that's the end of that story, apparently. Back in Edna room. XXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXX
they were pre-scripted.
Sonic and the
You had me going for a second there, Steve. I was like, oh, you mean we actually get to not be? And then just like, oh, no.
Sonic Steve was Santa's cock.
Was already breaking.
Breaking Bad, yes. Walter White would be great in this pick, especially if he killed Sonic.
Only halfway through.
You feel like, I am the one who comes! No, it's the I am the one who cocks. God, come on. It's like a layup joke. You missed it completely.
Fuck that up, Dave. I'm sorry. I love you.
Thank you for tuning in for Friday Night Fanfiction. Thank you to our readers, Logan, Roy, Spencer, David, Valron, Sean, Steve, Val, the referee, and...
I was going to say, I didn't read.
Do you want to read?
Eh.
No.
You did referee a little bit.
You refereed quite a bit.
It's okay, I admit I slacked on the work today.
Is it because you're playing that stupid casual game?
No, it's actually because I'm playing Bravely Default.
God damn it!
Bravely Default?
Yes,
it is. It is an RPG from Square Enix.
It's Final Fantasy without the name.
Anyway,
it's a good RPG, but then that's why they decided to not call it a Final Fantasy game. Thanks actually, everyone for listening. Merry Christmas. Have a safe holidays.
Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Kwanzaa.
And
various other holidays.
Happy winter solstice.
Have a wonderful festivus.
Happy, and just remember.
And happy Steam sale, everybody.
Steam
sale.
Everybody should pick me up a copy of Far Cry 4, which is definitely not on Steam right now. So,
get me Assassin's Creed Unity.
I would love a copy.
Why would you want a broken game?
Hi there. Thanks for listening to Friday Night Fanfiction. Be sure to check out FridayNightFanfiction.com, where you can sign up to be a guest on the show, submit fanfictions for us to read, and join our Discord server to hang out with us. All backing music used in Friday Night Fanfiction is available via Overclocked Remix at ocremix.org. Be sure to check them out for over 3,000 fan arrangements and 60 fan arrangement albums of free video game music. Ending credits music, Koopa Nova by Diodes. Opening musical credits, Level 99, Fanfic Nation, Level 99, Rolling Thunder, a.k.a. Fasto's Adventure Theme. We hope you enjoyed listening to this, and we'll catch you next episode.